Well, I'm told that we will now be joined, or we are joined, by the new head coach of the Buffalo Bills, Rex Ryan. Rex, congratulations, and thanks very much for joining us on what I'm sure is a hectic day for you. Tim McAuliffe and
I. Well, thank you very much.
We were talking about this before we came on air, I threw out the thing with Tim. If I got a choice between a team that doesn't necessarily have a quarterback and the Atlanta Falcons, so I have a quarterback, I might be going to Atlanta. Clearly, I'm not you. What makes you think that this is the right job for you right now?
Well, I think first off, it was, through ownership. When I came in, I was kind of blown away by Terry and Kemp, and then also with Russ and Doug, the whole group of the guys that went through the interview process, I just felt really comfortable. I think that's important. And this being my second go-around, I wasn't just going to jump at anything, that I want to make sure everybody was on the same page and singing out of the same hymnal, if you will. And we're certainly doing that here in Buffalo. And that was probably the most important thing to me. It wasn't about who the quarterback was, who the middle linebacker was, or whatever. It's about that and making sure that everybody's, right there on the same page. And that's what I think is important. My driving force, for the team is to get the team to understand that that's what it's all about. It's about all of us being together, putting forth, our very best effort and doing it for ourselves and doing it for each other and all lining up together. And that's going to give us the best chance to win.
How much of that was learned from your time in New York? Because it sounds like you could apply some of those things to your time with the Jets.
Absolutely. I think a lot of it was. And, this being, I look at it this way, it's my last shot. I don't want to go anywhere else. This is it for me. I hope I'm here. I have at least a 10-year run. That's how I'm looking at it. But, I also know if it doesn't go well, then I know what's going to happen. But to me, I believe in my whole heart that this is going to be a great job, and it's going to be one where we're going to have that sustainable success and build it the right way, and we're committed to it.
I'm curious, how fast did this come about? Because it seemed like, Doug Whaley didn't know that Doug Marrone was going to leave when the final bell went in Foxborough for this Bills team. How quickly did this come about with you and the Pegulas and Doug Whaley?
It came out, just really, almost immediately. It seemed like maybe my first interview might have been on a Thursday, and maybe the last interview was Saturday, I believe. So it happened very quickly, and, I'm fortunate that it did.
Rex Ryan joining Jeff Blair and Tim McAuliffe on Primetime Sports. Rex, as you well know, you inherit a team with a really good defense, one of the best defenses in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Have you had a chance to talk to many players on that defense? Because we know that they were also, let's face it, they were loyal to Jim Schwartz, which I think is a good sign. When a defense is loyal to their coordinator, I think it's a good sign. But have you had a chance to talk to them? And how much work are you going to have to do in terms of building relationships with guys who experienced success under a different coach?
Well, it doesn't matter what we've done, apart from each other. What's going to matter is what we do collectively moving forward. I think I've averaged in the 15 years that I've been, or whatever it's been as a coordinator or a head coach, I think I've averaged either first or second in the league. So fourth would be a disappointment to me, and where we were. And that's the facts. Mm-hmm. So look at where I've been or whatever. So that's just the way it is. And I think last year we finished sixth in the league. And I don't know if the personnel probably matched match that as well, but that's where we finish. So any defensive player obviously would love to have me as their coach or whatever, because it's a proven fact, through the years. So I'm not just a one or two hit wonder. I'm a 15 year in a row wonder. That's the least of my. I'm not worried about, if I'm hurting somebody's feelings or whatever. I could care less. This is about the Buffalo Bills moving forward and building a team that is going to be perennial winners, and that's why I'm sitting in front of you today.
Rex, you said in your news conference here you're a different coach than you were 6 years ago. Which I think we've all changed in 6 years. Some of us for the better. I don't know about McAuliffe here, but some of us for the better.
Just lost more hair.
How are you different as a coach?
Well, I think, you know, through experience. I mean, you can't buy experience. Obviously, you're going to be better at your job with the experience that you have. And, well, I think we all know the real answer to that. And it's no different as a coach or anything else, you know. So I think, I think that's how I look at it. And, you know, obviously, you don't want to repeat the same mistakes that you've done, you know, up until this point and things like that. But like anything else, I think you grow with the job and experience a great teacher.
Rex Ryan joining us here on Primetime Sports. Rex, you know the media, and having lived through the New York media market, you've become accustomed to some of the criticisms that come along with it. And the national media criticism of this move in many cases was that the Bills need a quarterback, and the one thing that you couldn't do in New York was groom a quarterback. How do you respond to that?
Well, I mean, I get it. You know, I mean, shoot, hey, if I would have inherited Tom Brady, it might look a little different right now. But, you know, we did go to two AFC championships with a rookie quarterback. Obviously, we didn't progress the way we would have liked, but that wasn't the Mark's fault. That was the talent and the team. We never performed at that high of a level. You got a young quarterback there that I think's progressing. He's the only one in the league last year with a perfect quarterback rating. That was, albeit the last week of the season. But you know, that's just the way it is. And here we have, you know, a young quarterback in EJ Manuel. You know, we'll see. I want to judge, a quarterback's success, you know, on his first 2 years in a league. We'll let that play out. But, and what we've said before is about, I mean, we're at the early stages in the evaluation process of the quarterback position, and we'll see what happens, here through free agency and things like that, how the dynamics change with our team going forward.
Don't forget, Tom was a sixth-round pick, Coach.
Exactly, and we got a six-round pick. We might not have a first, but we do have a six.
Rex, what role do you, when you talk about quarterback, and in this case we're talking about EJ Manuel, and you talk about wanting to step back and evaluate the position, what role do you play in that evaluation, and what role will your new offensive coordinator and possibly even the quarterback coach play in the evaluation of EJ?
Well, there are going to be several people that evaluate that position. You know, you mentioned Doug, our GM, mm-hmm. you mentioned, our quarterback coach, Greg Roman, our offensive coordinator, myself. But really, I think when you look at it, you also got to look at, what you surrounded your quarterback with, the kind of talent, and then what you're asking them to do schematically and how much you're putting in on this plate and all that. For his young players in the league, it's tough. Very few guys come in this league just turn it, just set the world on fire. The Luck kid's probably an exception. There are a couple guys, but very rarely does it happen. It's just like we had talked about as a coach. I mean, through experiences, all those type of things, you're going to get better. But so all that, I'll play a role in it. I've been around this game forever. I love the fact that everybody says, he doesn't know offense or whatever. Well, if you're going to stop an offense, you're going to know an offense. And I've been, around this game all my life. So I know what it looks like. My family's been to, six Super Bowls, won five of them. So we kind of have a little idea what it looks like.
You haven't been shy since arriving in Buffalo about your expectations and what you want to be. Is it because you feel like this team is close?
Well, I know it represents my, what I think is important for success. Obviously, I just got my tail kicked by these guys twice last year, so I know the talent that is here in the building. I know the coaches that I'm bringing in, and so I'm straightforward and building a bully, all those type of things. I don't care. Put it on the bulletin board. You're going to have to play us. And we don't care. That's I got the guts to tell you how I'm going to build my team. If you don't want to tell me how you're building your team, maybe you have some, maybe you don't have as much confidence in your team as I have in mine, and I could care less. So I'm telling you how we're going to build it, and we don't care if you like it or not.
Rex Ryan joining us here on Simmonson. Is it nice to be somewhat back near Toronto? We sit here in Toronto. I know you spent some of your formative years in the city.
No, absolutely. I love Toronto. I have one of my best friends, Mike Andrews, still lives there. And it's not Mike Andrews, it's Mike Andrew. But anyway, great guy. But I do love it. And quite honestly, if the Argos want to play us, we'll play them too.
What rules would you use?
Yeah.
Oh, the CFL rules, and then we'll play the Maple Leafs and all that stuff as well. But we'd like to play the Maple Leafs, I think. Maybe we'll play the Argos in hockey, and we'll play the Maple Leafs in football. How's that?
You might beat the Leafs on the ice. I wouldn't shy away from playing.
Leafs. I've been pulling for the Leafs forever. You know what I mean? But we'll see. Now I'm a Sabre fan.
There you go.
Hey, Rex, you're in a market that, as Tim said, it's a team that had its best season in a while last year. It's a small market, but it's a huge football market. It's very passionate. How much are you looking forward to being in a market where, look, you're a well-known guy, obviously, you're the head football coach, but it's probably going to be a little different than New York. It's probably going to be a little different than New York City, maybe a little more, I don't know, is homey the right word? But you know what I'm saying, a little smaller, a little more condensed. Are you looking forward to that, to just being part of the Buffalo community?
I'm definitely looking forward to being part of the Buffalo community, without question. I just think it's when I look at it, like the Bills really, it's almost like the heart and soul of the community. And so I feel a great deal of responsibility, that comes with that. As far as being, a smaller media market or whatever, that doesn't mean anything to me, but the community means everything to me, and I'm excited to be in it.
Well, you're looking slim and trim, Coach. You're staying away from those wings, or have they lured you into it yet in Buffalo?
Yeah, oh, man. No, I'm hitting the beers and the wings and all that stuff like always, but, I think I'm down maybe 130 pounds or something at my heaviest. So, that part's working out. I kind of figured that out as well.
Right. Coach, listen, we appreciate you joining us today. As I said, I know it's a great day for you, also a busy day. Congratulations again, and welcome back to the area.
Oh, I appreciate that, and looking forward to seeing a lot of my, Toronto friends and things.
I'm sure you will. Take care. That is Rex Ryan. He is the new head coach of the Buffalo Bills.